Hello, what's up? I really didn't think that I would be back on the mic already. But it's this beautiful thing of letting creativity flow. Like when there's shit coming up, let it out. And this is something I learned during this podcast creation, I would say, especially. So often we get this urge of saying something, doing something, and especially in the creative process, it's so beautiful to let it out, not judge it, just, you know, put it out there. If it's good or not good, doesn't matter. It's just important that you share it, because otherwise you just suppress yourself the whole time. And that's not good. It's unhealthy. I gotta tell you. So, that's the reason why I'm sitting in front of the mic already. The reason behind all of that is that I was sitting in the kitchen this morning having breakfast. It was super peaceful. And afterwards, I grabbed my journal and wrote my daily diary entry. I pretty much do it every day, like one page, just writing, letting go. And in the middle of the process, I would say, I got to this topic where I kind of got sick of myself for blaming others. It's something that I catch myself doing quite often still. That instead of taking ownership, responsibility for my own action and my own reality, I still like to blame it on others. This is dirty because of da-da-da. This didn't work out because of da-da-da. And da-da-da in this case is a different person, not me, or whatever fucking reason it is. There's so many ways of blaming someone, something. You lost your job because of your boss. Of course not because you did a shitty job. No, it was the boss. Or whatever it is, it's so common for all of us to blame others instead of starting with ourselves, fixing it, looking at what it is, and then being like, hey, fuck, this is my life. I gotta take responsibility for it. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who or what caused it. The fact is that it's there. And blaming doesn't help anyone, especially not the person that gotta change something now, because the situation or the circumstances are shitty. And making the big loop, why I'm talking about it, why it crossed my mind so much today, is this whole thing of the worldwide situation of a flu going on for 2 years. And I'm really fucking tired of this conversation where we are all being portrayed as super spreaders. Everyone, each and every one of us is dangerous. We are all danger for society because we can all kill each other. Not just with guns or cars or whatever it is. Now it's a flu. And we are all being portrayed by society as dangerous. And today when someone gets sick, there's no question of like, hey, why did I get sick? Am I maybe living an unhealthy life? Am I running around all the time? Am I stressed 24/7 because of my job that kills me and I hate? Because of my toxic relationship with my wife? Whatever it is, because I don't exercise. There's so many reasons why we are getting sick. And being sick always is a sign towards ourselves of like, hey, you gotta slow down. You gotta take a break. Chill, man. Like, stop running. Take a breath. Like, drink a tea and chill. And I feel like at the moment it's so easy to say that we got sick because of someone else. They made me sick. He or she made me sick. They had the virus and they gave it to me. Dude, you're getting sick when your body is not strong enough, when your immune system is fucked. When something is not working properly, then we are getting sick. And this is not something we just found out. This is fucking history. This is how diseases, flus, sicknesses work. Of course, there are some things that appear and we can, like, not say where does it come from. Why, for example, does a person get cancer or a heart attack or a stroke or whatever it is? There's not this one indication why, but so often it has to do with our lifestyles, with a lack of self-love. And I'm so tired of being put in a position where I'm something dangerous. I'm not dangerous. I'm healthy. I'm young. I'm definitely struggling with taking care of myself sometimes. Literally today, I went to the gym for the first time in 2 years, pretty much. Like, the amounts of time I went exercising in the last 2 years, I can count pretty much on one hand, which is embarrassing, sad towards myself. I was in the gym today and I was like, what the fuck? You didn't do this in so long, man. You need it. Back in school, something that always kept my sanity was exercising. Just letting energy out. And I completely stopped doing it for 2 years now, pretty much. And when I get sick, which I haven't been in a long time, instead of just pointing outside in the world and being like, okay, I got sick because of them, or this, or that, we should start within ourselves. We should take ownership for our own health. And this is what we don't do, I feel like, all of us. We lack it so much to take ownership for our own shit. It's so easy to blame others. And I trap myself all the time in it. That I get mad at the world, mad at the people that I'm living with, mad at my family or whoever it is, the government. It's so easy to just hate the government. The world is so fucked up because the politicians are so bad. Of course you can say this. But when you start taking ownership for your own life, for your own actions, you start realizing that it doesn't even fucking matter what the government says, man. You can always do you. But it's so easy to just sit on the couch and be like, okay, what's going on in the world? I don't like it. I hate it. It's all bullshit. All these people who are vaccinated, all these people who are not vaccinated, it doesn't matter. Do the fuck you want to do. But take ownership for yourself. Be responsible. And what you do with that, it doesn't matter. This is your decision. But stop pointing the finger and blaming another side. If it's climate change or the inflation or whatever topic it is, I'm so tired of this always pointing to someone else. If you want change in the world, you gotta be the one that changes it. You gotta go out there and change it, and you don't need to sign and yell. You just do it. And you don't need to talk about it. You don't need to yell it, scream it, hate someone, push someone else down. You just gotta do what feels right for yourself. And if it is getting vaccinated, go and get vaccinated. And if it is not to get vaccinated, don't do it. Everything is okay. There's no right or wrong. No, you have to do this or you have to do this. It's just like, stick with yourself. And what I feel so crazy is that there's so many energy suckers out there. People who just want arguments, conversations, and they just want to talk. They just want to throw punchlines at each other. They read a news article and the whole fucking day they quote it. They will tell you, oh, I read this and I know this, and these are the people that fuck society up. No, man. It's you by talking trash, by not being responsibility, like being responsible for yourself. Like, go out there and own it, own your life. And by owning your life, everything else stops mattering. Because you don't have time to waste on bullshit. You don't have time to get lost in like toxic news for 2 hours, then drop your phone and be fucking confused, not knowing what is going on. It's time to take ownership, be responsible. And man, yeah, this was something that was so, I don't know, I wanted to let go of. And I feel like it's just something that's so, yeah, so big at the moment. Even like, not even like the world situation or the situation here in Germany is so weird again. Wherever I go, people start talking about other people locking us in again. Dude, like, what's going on? Where are we heading? What is this? Everyone is like, yeah, okay, we're gonna like get put back into prison until March again or whatever it is. And then it's like the bad and evil politicians. No, it's us who have it in our own hands, literally. With the conversations we have, the decisions we take, and the love or the fear we spread. And this is what we gotta get aware of, that we are spreading love or fear. And just because there are people who spread fear, it doesn't mean we gotta stick to that and follow it. We can change things, and especially like my generation, the people that can use technology these days, we can change things, we can influence. And it's so beautiful. And what's so important with that is to take ownership, to just stick with yourself and be like, hey, this is my reality. And if your reality is fucked up, dude, you gotta change something. And I'm not talking as a person who has it figured out, man. I'm like, I think the episode I did yesterday makes quite obvious that I'm coming from like months and months of being lost out there. I'm trying my best. I'm definitely not someone who is right. There's no right or wrong. I'm just waking up every day and trying to fucking make it through the day. And sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's difficult. Today it was a really smooth day so far. If we don't look at like some little incidents, I would say. But it's always so important to just, like, when something crashes here, when there's an energy sucker in your field, to not get lost in it, to not start hating the world again and be like, okay, you know, see, the universe proved me right again. Everyone out there tries to rip me off, tries to fool me. Whatever it is you want to tell you. No, just because one little thing happened, it doesn't mean that the rest of the day is fucked. You have it in your own hands. And you can always choose. Do I stick with the love and try to spread it out there? Or do I go back to fear? And man, I'm fucking tired of fear. I had so much fear all the time. Just even going to the gym today was so weird. Instead of being proud of myself, of like, hey, I'm back doing it, I'm exercising, I'm feeling my body, I constantly started judging myself of like, oh man, you could put more weight on, or whatever. There were so many thoughts that like, or I was scared that other people are judging me because I judged myself. And it was so beautiful to see that I made progress. I definitely like moved from a place of lots and lots and lots of fear to a place of lots and lots of fear. It's definitely less, but there's still fear. And I think fear will never disappear. And it's okay that it's like that. But just making love the main choice of your life, it changes everything. We can't just walk out there and be like, dude, the world is fucked up, it's evil, horrible, and there's no love, when we are not spreading it. When in the little situations we are not even able to choose the love, how should the whole world be a lovely place? When we are just mad at each other all the time. So start with yourself. And I'm trying to do that. I'm really trying to do that. To start with myself. Especially at the moment, I'm really trying to look at my life and getting things in order again. It really got out of control a bit. But I'm sitting here today, doing my mails, making my money, being creative again. And this is what I wanted to share today. Ownership. Such a beautiful topic. And no judgment whatsoever. It doesn't mean you're right, I'm wrong, they are right, we are wrong. It doesn't fucking matter. There's no right or wrong. It's just about awareness. Do you see it or are you not seeing it? And if you don't, it doesn't matter. At some stage, maybe you will see it. Feel it. Spread it. And it's so weird, just like saying spreading it, like something we are so scared of the whole time. We are so scared of spreading a virus. Instead of being scared of spreading a virus, let's focus on spreading love instead. It's about the love at the end of the day. There's nothing else. Love, baby. I think I finished the episode yesterday with the same words. And yeah, I just want to say thank you for listening to me again. This concept of other people listening to what I say is still so weird to me. But it doesn't stop me from just uploading an episode, even though it scares me. Again, it's like, fuck, man, what will people think about what I just said? It doesn't matter. What matters is that I said it. And the rest will come or will not come. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters at the end of the day, as long as there's love. And that's my word for this, what is Thursday. Feel hugged. You're blessed. You're beautiful. And you're good. It's all good. Talk to you soon. That's it for me today. Peace out.